true 5-minute pod. I'm going to make it so much of a 5-minute pod that I'm speaking this directly into my phone, even though I'm staring at my computer. When the phone gets to 5 minutes, I will stop talking. Are you not entertained? I don't want to be a hypocrite. I walked the dog for the first quarter. I thought that was a great, great NBA regular season game. And most of them used to sort of be like this. The crowd was hype. White Dante was furious and playing chippy. And there was a lot of prison level defense. And guys bounced off each other. And there were changes in the action and ebbs and flows. And we thought we were down. And Chris Middleton gacked all over his jersey and fell down. And Drew was the hero. Then he was the GOAT. Then he was the hero. Then he stayed the GOAT. Jingles had ups and downs. Great game. We are very well positioned to win the title. We have all kinds of options. And again, if I was the crazy Browns owner, I don't know if there's been any published whatever on how much like power he really has. At this point, I guess we can't fire Budenholzer, right? We can't do it. I want to double back, and this is how I get in trouble. Maybe at some point we'll talk about Ja. I don't really want to, and it'll be an old take by then. But if I was with the fellas, maybe we touch on some of this kind of stuff. But the point I didn't want to make like a couple episodes ago, I think it was last episode, I talked about how dumb the Jay Wills tweet was about Budenholzer can rein in Anthony Mason. So to look at that another way, Taylor Sheridan. Who's the guy who went to the Grizzlies? So let's just extrapolate that to the Grizzlies coach and Ja Morant, right? Well, why can't they? You can't control other people, man. You can only control yourself. You can't control other people. And what I think is a pretty smart coaching strategy for this kind of middle-of-the-road white guy who's got some basketball intelligence and comes from the pop tree and all this kind of stuff is let everybody go Westbrook-y and just guide them, and then nobody's really going to be mad at you. And everybody who comes here, generally speaking, nobody's complaining about Budenholzer, and that's like smart for him. The problem with the Bucks is the strength of the Bucks is that we have three wild cards. We have Giannis as a wild card, we have Drew as a wild card, we have Chris as a wild card, and that's what this is. That's absolutely what this is. And at this point, Spoelstra, whoever you want to name, that's kind of why I'm harping on this. And I was thinking about this as Dante hit 6 and 7 threes. What I generally like to talk about is not the ups and downs of the bit players, even with the dead stretch of Connaughton right now. Right? I didn't get involved in the Brook Lopez wars or the Connaughton wars or any of this stuff with I'm less interested in the 7th, 8th, 9th man as to how I think with years and years of watching playoff basketball, how like all this stuff would theoretically fit, right? And I think the Drew aspect shows why Javon Carter is so necessary, because we need another like yoked ball handler, if nothing else. Please stop complaining, everyone. Stop complaining about Javon Carter pull-up threes. Just imagine he shot it with 10 seconds on the shot clock. That is totally his shot. Shut up already. That's his shot. Like, that's his shot. That's not even playing random. That's his go-to. That's his halfback dive. Like, that just is what it is. 4 minutes. So, this is our team. I just don't know at what point they're going to figure out Chris is the sniper. Chris is the sniper. But we have seen such a sample size. Let's forget about Chris. You saw what happened, right? There's no way we can pay him. Why are we playing him 30 minutes? At what point are we going to be judicious? And the thing that is mad, so I'm tying my shoes to go walk the dog. And this is the thing that you will hear from nobody else in Bucks Twitter, because I've been saying this since 2016. Why doesn't he start the game shooting? He didn't shoot. Like, I don't think he shot in the first 5-minute break. That's really a great prescription. So imagine that's Giannis. So if Giannis is going to get a lot of these looks, and you know Grayson shoots early, and I've said this, I'm sure I've said this previous versions of the podcast, that sometimes that would be Bobby taking those shots when Bobby started, and sometimes that'd be Bledsoe or whatever else, or Brogdon shoot, whatever it is. It's such a recipe for a six man, it drives me nuts at this point. Let everything get settled and let him come in with some intentionality to the stuff he does. But if you guys give me one more doggone spreadsheet, Kendrick, or any of these people, like, yes, the rebounding is a factor. We have the tools. We have the tools. There are so many options for this team right now. We can go, as we saw, Ingles to Lopez in the post. And you saw, see, the thing is, I'm not mad about this game because it's just about midnight on the East Coast, and it was totally worth my time. I thought everybody played super hard. I really want to see that Drew turnover with 26 seconds left. Brook Lopez is blocking everything. There's just, the better team won. The better team won. We had it, and then we lost it. But an outstanding, just a great conflict. So it's really hard for me to, get too mad. And so I think this Bucks thing ultimately will work, but we need to stop. There's all this talk about narratives. There's MVP narratives that people want to talk about. What is the narrative of this guy? Does this white guy get the MVP? Does this guy not get it? Guys, the narrative that absolutely anybody on this team is clutch should have died a long time ago. If anything, it's Drew, but again, it's like the Nets Game 7 thing. There's fearlessness, and then there's clutchness, right? Drew is fearless. Chris is scared. But, yes, Drew has been way better than him this year in his measurables. So understand what this means. This is what I mean. Anytime you watch a player, you should be like, this guy is this kind of player. So he might on the low end, whatever we're talking about, right? He might on the low end. Who's texting me? He might in the low end shoot 36% from three on the high end. He might be all the way up to 41, but that's the range. This is the range. None of these dudes are clutch. We certainly should understand by now, without the propaganda of the Chris Middleton cycle and all this other kind of stuff, what kind of player he is. He's a player who can help us. He's a sniper. Can we use him as a sniper? Can we bring him in for judicious 4-minute stretches and have him do stuff? Because, again, the video game, I think too many of you kids are still in this kind of video game mindset of we're ramping people up for minutes or we're doing this and that. And it's maybe he's just about done. So we need to think of this more in an attrition sense, in an NFL kind of sense. If Middleton was Bakhtiari, which is kind of the crazy thing, because everybody understands this when it's football, it's how many more snaps does this player even have, does it seem like? And that's when you start thinking about, every minute then becomes one more minute on a ticking clock. Then there's this other kind of related but competing kind of idea that, we're ramping him up to get to we're not gonna why would we play him 40 minutes? Why would we play him 38 minutes? You see how he's moving, right? And even the stuff that works, you see how that looks, right? Do we all see that? And we see he needs to get a smaller man on him and all this kind of stuff. So we can still rock with that. I mean, every single other player on this team but Giannis, and including Giannis in some ways, has limitations. So let's just play to our player strengths. And I just don't have any faith that Budenholzer is going to do that. And I'm still predicting we win the title probably in 6 going away. But what you kind of generally don't want to do is get caught up. And we do this with Giannis too. Although the last couple of games with Giannis, everything else was bad. But I was super encouraged that the free throw was wet, because that actually matters. But we saw the free throw. Anybody can do something one game. And if it happens to be game 6 of the finals, that's super special, but it doesn't mean that all of a sudden Giannis is a great free throw shooter, right? If Chris, is garbage and then game 4 of the finals has a great game and game 5, that didn't mean Drew was clutch either. It just means that in 2021, everybody came together with other factors and other teams falling off, and we took the thing. No shade. I don't know where Crowder fits into this, though, if they're not going to play him. I just really don't. I don't understand that. That's 9 minutes and 33 seconds. We're just going to stop. There's something else you want to put. I'm going to leave this short, and all the stuff I didn't talk about, go ahead and leave it in the comments or whatever. Brook Lopez looks great. I love the idea of going in for 2-pointers. We've been saying that for a long time. We needed somebody to realize that when everything is working, that we can get him for a two. It's 3 points. Like, we're a loaded team, y'all. We're a loaded team. Golden State needed this more than us, and we choked it away. You know, that's it.